Hello and welcome back to the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We're so excited to have you with us for another episode of this exciting podcast. I'm Betsy.
I'm Tom.
I'm Sam.
I'm Millie.
And we'll be your hosts today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're tuning in from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you. Here's what's coming up on today's episode.
A roundup of all the latest school news, an exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
But another busy couple of weeks it has been. We can't believe it's nearly July as we make our preparations for the final few weeks of the school year. We cannot wait to get started, so we'll begin as always with our breaking news section.
On Tuesday the 3rd of June, we saw the return of the Great Brick Lowcroft Bake Off. What a brilliant response we had. The tables were filled with incredible variety of beautiful decorated cakes, all brought in by our talented pupils and families. After much deliberation, our winners were chosen. Reception, Tommy. Key Stage 1, Jess. And Key Stage 2, Indy. A huge well done to all of them and everyone who took part. You made it a delicious fun day for the whole school year. You made it a delicious fun day for the whole school. You raised £137.50, which will go towards new resources in our reception outdoor area.
A huge congratulations to our amazing girls football team. On Thursday, the 5th of June, they were crowned champions in a football final. An incredible achievement, especially as they came out on the top out of 30 schools. They also have set up another final which will be happening later this month.
On Friday the 6th of June, our Year 6 children headed off on their much anticipated residential trip to Robin Wood. And what a weekend it was, packed with adventure and challenge. The trip gave pupils the chance to take part in a range of exciting outdoor activities, from climbing and caving to raft building and zip lining. It was a joy to see them support one another, face their fears and embrace every opportunity that came their way. They represented our school so well and are so proud of them for the values they demonstrated.
And finally, at the end of the school year, we will be saving a fond farewell to Mrs. Greenwood, who will be leaving Lowcroft after 16 wonderful years of dedicated service throughout her time with us. Mrs. Greenwood has been a passionate and committed teacher, working across different year groups and playing a vital role in school life. We are incredibly proud to share that she has secured a new position as Key Stage 1 lead at another school. A well-deserved next step in her career. We will miss her a lot and wish her all the best. And that's all for breaking news this week. Now on to our hot seat time.
This week in our hot seat, we are very excited to share the microphone with Mrs. Greenwood. Mrs. Greenwood has been a very important part of the Lowcroft family for 16 years, and she will be leaving at the end of July to take up an exciting new role at another school. We wanted to get her on the podcast before she leaves to hear about her time at Lowcroft. Hi, Mrs. Greenwood, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You've been at our school for 16 years, That's amazing. What are some of your favourite memories from your time here?
That's a really tricky first question. Because I've got lots of wonderful memories from sleepovers at school to year six residentials. I had an amazing time at Robin Wood this year with year six. I think for me, one year we did a staff pantomime for the school, and that was a big highlight. I was the fairy godmother. And a real treat every year being asked to help Father Christmas in the grotto as a resident elf will be something I always remember too.
So many children remember you for leading Wake Up Shake Up. What's your favourite routine or moment for doing that?
I think the most iconic Wake Up Shake Up routine, has to be Reach for the Stars by S Club 7. I think every time, it's a Lowercroft classic, and every time anyone hears it, they instinctively bust out the moves. So it's definitely the one that I remember the most, and I think most people would agree.
You've done a lot with music at our school. Can you tell us about a performance or song or dance that really stands out for you?
Oh, it's tricky. I think, to be honest with you, I'm proud every year of the performances that my cheerleaders in particular put on. Every way they blow me away with how well they pick up the routine and how well they perform it. I've had the opportunity to take the school to Young Voices, which was amazing to be part of such a large choir. But yeah, for me, it has to be my cheerleaders over the years.
What do you think has changed the most about the school since you first started?
Do you know, I'm not sure. For me, Lowercroft is Lowercroft. It's a very special place. I think more so how I've changed over the years, because I started here as a 23-year-old new teacher. And since then, I've become a wife and a mum to two beautiful children. So I've grown up at Lowercroft. And so probably for me, it's more how I've changed since I've been here than the school.
What do you think makes our school such a special place?
Oh, definitely the community. I think we are so lucky here at Lowercroft to have wonderful staff and families, and we have an amazing PTA who put on so many wonderful events for us that bring us together as a community. So just from our summer fairs to our Christmas fairs, anytime we get together as a family, I think is what makes Lowercroft really special, and that doesn't happen everywhere, so I do feel that is a real strength of our school.
You taught so many children over the years. What is it like seeing them grow up through the schools?
It makes me feel very old, because my first class now are 21. So when I think back and think, gosh, I taught you when you were five, and I bump into them in the co-op, and they're obviously much taller than me by now, but I'm extremely proud to hear of how well they're doing and what they're up to. And it's an absolute honour to have been at the start of somebody's journey, their start of somebody's school journey, and to see them progress through. So yeah, I'm very, very proud, and it's been a huge honour.
Can you tell us a bit about your new role at your next school and what you're looking forward to?
Yes, so I'm moving to a school called Moorgate. It's not too far away from here, but it is in Bolton. I am going to be leading Key Stage 1, so overseeing Year 1 and Year 2. Also, I'll be the Year 1 class teacher, which is very exciting for me. It's a year group I've never taught, so I'm looking forward to that. And I'll also be leading on phonics, so subjects that I love, year group that I'm passionate about. And yeah, it's not been an easy decision. I always thought I would live out my career here at Lowercroft, but I'm always, well, one of our values is about having courage, isn't it? And when this opportunity has been presented to me, I've had to eat my words and show courage and try something new. So yes, it's, even though it's extremely sad, I am excited for a new challenge and for the next chapter.
Finally, what message would you leave for children, families and staff at our school?
I suppose I just want to say a massive thank you. Thank you for 16 wonderful years. I feel very, very fortunate to have been supported. Oh gosh, I'm going to get emotional. I feel very lucky to have been supported and nurtured as a teacher here by all the wonderful staff. I feel very lucky to have always had the kindness and support of parents. And yeah, it's been an honour and a pleasure to teach such wonderful children. So I will take away from here memories that I will literally cherish forever.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Greenwood, for joining us. You will be missed greatly, but know you will be looking forward to a new challenge. And thank you, everyone. Thank you for everything you've done for our incredible school.
Well, thank you very much for having me, guys. It's been lovely.
Each week in our Student Spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of Team Lowcroft who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw via email or on a piece of paper to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Congratulations to James in Year 6, who won a bronze medal at the under-13s 800 metres at the Junior Bury League Athletics last Wednesday. Whilst representing his rowing club, Bury AC, there were athletes from other clubs around Greater Manchester, and James was one of the youngest in the competition, a huge achievement.
Isla, Indy and Bodie all made a splash recently. Isla got her 1 mile swimming award, Indy got her 1,000 metre and Bodie got his 200 metre. Well done, you three.
Archie in Year 1 played football for Westbury and they won 13-1. Archie was captain for this game and scored a double hat-trick with 6 goals and got man of the match. Impressive display, Archie.
Huge well done to George in Year 5, who in one weekend won a cricket match with his local team, won his first medal with his swimming club, as well as representing our school in athletics. What a busy but successful weekend.
Well done to Betsy in Year 6 for coming 6th out of 18th in her gymnastics competition.
And that brings us to the end of another episode of the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and of course, you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we will be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last week's teaser was, I have cities but no houses. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I? The answer was, of course, a map. Well done if you got it.
Here is this week's teaser. What gets water the more it dries? I'll repeat that again. What gets water the more it dries? If you think you know the answer, you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you're right.
Make sure to listen out for our next episode, which will be coming your way on Friday the 18th of July. We'll have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises. We can't believe the next episode will be the last one of the school year. Thank you all for listening and we hope you are looking forward to the next weekend, lots still to come. We'll see you next time on the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. Bye for now.